Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 121, Push Bullet. So, for today's episode, you don't really need to worry. I'm not going to be going into nutrition at this particular moment. This still is a tech tip podcast. So, I was wondering or looking around for ways for you to easily transfer content and data back and forth from my browser to my phone wirelessly. So while we have our services like Dropbox and Google Plus Photos and Box and SkyDrive and all these various cloud services, it's still a very manual process. Granted, on the Android side, it's a little bit easier to do sharing, but that's still a one-way transfer to do, for example, or to transfer from your desktop to your mobile phone. It still requires some sort of manual process to do that. And that's where PushBullet comes in. It lets you transfer files, links, pictures, anything basically, from your smartphone to your browser and vice versa. So let's say you're on your desktop computer and you need to transfer a web page to your mobile phone. PushBullet will let you send that direct link to whichever device you have connected. Or let's say you've taken some pictures on your phone and you want to see it on your web browser, then you can do that as well. You simply just share the photo into the Push Bullet app and it'll send it to the connected browser. Currently it supports or via extension Chrome and Firefox, so after adding the extension you'll sign into the same account on your using the app on your smartphone and the same account on your desktop browser, and you're good to go. That doesn't really require much other setup, and then you can talk or mess around with various notification settings and things like that. The other benefit, though, of PushBullet is in addition to the file and link transfers, you can also get your notifications on your using the desktop notification in those browsers. So let's say you get regular alerts on your smartphone device or on your tablet, or let's say you just want to see the notification on your phone, but you hate having to, let's say, pull it out for every single vibration or notification. Well, the desktop notification will let you know what new notifications you're actually getting. So if there's something that you see that's important, then you can pull your device out of your pocket, or if you see that you got an email notification, you can go straight to your email and you're good to go. So there's Android and iOS apps. From the looks of it, they both work mostly the same, except there's a more enhanced notification system on the Android side. So so basically you'll get your various other notifications that you may see enabled automatically, so don't really need to do anything different there. We'll see how it integrates with the latest iOS 8, or I believe 8.1 update that was just announced by Apple. I didn't see many notification changes aside from the widgets updates and the notifications there, so I don't think there's much change that'll go on, but we shall see. So that's really all I wanted to cover for this particular episode. There's not much to really say as far as the setup goes and the transfer goes. It's pretty simple. They also do offer sending content directly to other users. So if your friends are using PushBullet, you can push content that way as well. So you don't even need to have their email address or cell phone number. As long as they're using or have a PushBullet account, you can send it that way as well. This is a feature that I haven't actually tested, but because it's not really something I use very often, if I need to send something to somebody, it's usually via email or Facebook post or something like that. So it's not a big thing for me. There are people I do see the need for, so they do offer that feature. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you could always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.